it might be time to change or upgrade your ride. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars to get out of your lease. Have somebody take it over. Click on leasebusters.com. If you want a new car even every year, you can get out of your lease without paying penalties. Because leasebusters.com has more buyers than sellers across Canada. They put you together and you both save. When you need to get out of your vehicle lease, who are you going to click on? Leasebusters.com.
Batter up! Let's play ball!
Get out, get active, and get to Subway restaurants, ball diamonds, soccer fields, parks, anywhere you are. The Subway Summer of Sport team will be there too. Look for our 2010 Kia Sportage from Sherwood Kia. That's where we'll be with Subway cards, products to sample, and other great prizes. Go to 630chat.com and tell us where you or your team will be, and maybe we'll see you there. The Subway Summer of Sport team from Subway restaurants. Subway, think fresh, eat fresh, prepared fresh, and 630chat.
Julie, I'm just going to put these groceries away. Wait a second. What happened to your kitchen?
Kitchen Magic. They refaced the cabinets, replaced the countertops, and installed this handy-dandy custom pantry unit.
But I was just here last week.
Cabinet refacing only takes a few days, and it's way more affordable than replacing them.
Wow, what a difference. Your kitchen's gone from drab to fab.
See for yourself what KitchenMagicINC.ca can do for your kitchen. Or call 466-6660 today. Kitchen Magic. We fix ugly kitchens.
Building of a mosque at Ground Zero, the former site, or close to the former site of the World Trade Center in New York City. President Obama finally spoke to this issue at the White House on Friday when the president said, and here's the quote, "Muslims have the same right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country, and that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan in accordance with local laws and ordinances. This is America." Dr. Zudi Jasser is the president and the founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He's a former U.S. Navy lieutenant commander. And he is quoted as saying, this is what the president said, is the latest example of political correctness gone awry. And Dr. Jasser joins us on the Roy Green Show on the Cordless Radio Network. Dr. Jasser, good to have you back with us. And just expand on that for us, the latest example of political correctness gone awry.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Roy. You know, I can't tell you enough, you know, as he finally weighs in, as the controversy has been evolving since May, and, you know, to contextualize this, I've been involved with a number of controversial projects of building mosques from where I grew up in Wisconsin in the 80s after the hostage crisis, and then here in Arizona after 9/11, we built a mosque, and the community fought it, and we stood behind our First Amendment rights and freedom to build, and we did that and taught the community about the value of moderate Islam. But this is different, and, you know, he's being, it really has created more division, and I think it was very patronizing for the president to basically say that he was going to give us a lesson, give Americans, almost 70% of Americans who think this is unwise, not Americans that think that Muslims don't have a right to do it, but Americans that think it's just not the right thing to do. And ultimately what it does is it allows this group, which is saying that it's the character of Manhattan to build it, but yet they haven't disavowed the fact that that huge monstrosity that they're looking at building and casting a shadow on that hallowed ground is going to probably come from foreign funds and really not be characterized financially by the local community. So I think he misunderstands what 9/11 was all about. He actually gave a number of sound bites that I think will be used by Islamist media like Al Jazeera to say that, well, Americans needed a lesson from their president on religious freedom, so therefore he gave it to them in a setting of world leaders of Muslims at the iftar dinner at the White House, and therefore taught them that not to be in a war against Islam and Muslims and give them freedoms, when I've rarely found that Americans are not want to give us freedoms, and that this is really about the beginning of a kinetic war that he won't acknowledge, and won't acknowledge the fact that Muslims really need to lead the fight to reform and to work against the ideologies that fuel it.
Dr. Jasser, how is this going over, do you think, in the greater Muslim community in the United States? There was applause for the president when he made that statement at the White House dinner.
Well, I think you have to be careful of who applauds. The applause came from the ones he invited there that included many foreign embassies that are part of the OIC countries, and it included a number of groups that are all about political Islam and use their faith as a political party in Washington. I think the majority of Muslims think this is really unwise, and I'll tell you the reason we've been opinionated on this is we feel really no different. I mean, I think American Muslims are pretty well integrated and assimilated and probably have similar poll numbers to the 70% that are against it. Nobody's really studied this. But I would think that they think that, you know, this is the last thing we as a population that's about 0.6% of America, that we should really be building this monstrosity near the hallowed ground of a war that, yes, none of us have anything to do with Al-Qaeda or the groups that did this, but we don't have a PR problem. Americans realize that our problem is that we have not been fighting the core ideologies of the separatism of political Islam that feeds into the Imam Awlakis of the world and the Nidal Hassans and others that have come out of some of our families and communities that we need to fight. And Americans haven't seen us do that. And now they're seeing us build this just huge, what would be the biggest Islamic structure in America, right next to the part that radical Islam attacked us on 9/11.
New York Mayor Bloomberg is supportive of the mosque. And when you look at, well, what I'm getting at here is, let me just set aside Bloomberg for a moment, and I'll just go back to President Obama. You said he has fundamentally misunderstood the stakes in this discussion and the sentiments of the American people. Is it that, or is it a combination of that and political positioning?
Yeah, I think that now we have an election coming up, and I'm not sure what position he's taking, because initially Friday there was some clarity at the dinner when he made the statement, and then later he backpedaled and said that, well, you know, I'm not speaking to the wisdom of it, just that they have a right to do it. Well, now what is he doing? He's basically passive-aggressively all over the map, and he's, I think, trying to somewhat side with the sense of that somehow Americans are going to view this about freedom, about minority rights, no different than they did the immigration issue that emanated from Arizona and on. And I think he's miscalculating. They find that independents are almost 70% against this, let alone conservatives and Democrats is something like 55%.
Yeah, because I was going to suggest to you that I don't see how this statement by the president, and he has backtracked, you're right, I don't see how this statement by the president can possibly help him heading toward the November election.
And you know, I'll tell you, as somebody who's been fighting this conflict as one based in principle of American Constitution versus Sharia law around the world and Islamic political threats ideologically, if he was right, I would stand by him that he's standing by principle. But he just doesn't get it. He's wrong, and he's, again, missing the point that somehow his feel-good initiative or reaching out to the Muslim world and saying we're going to be your friend trumps all the ideological battles, trumps all of the kinetic and intellectual battle between Western liberal democracy and political Islam. And therefore, if we just stand by them and shake their hands and hug the kings and stand by Mubarak while we speak in Cairo, that somehow they'll love us. And the polls, actually, a study from 3 weeks ago just demonstrated that that's not true. There hasn't been a single inching or budging of the polls in the Muslim world about the West.
Dr. Jasser?
The conflict is different.
Always good talking to you. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate it.
Dr. Zudi Jasser is the president and the founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He's also, the head of the Arizona Medical Association and a former U.S. Navy lieutenant commander, joining us on the Cordless Radio Network.
Send your emails to Roy at RoyGreenshow.com. This is the Cordless Radio Network.
The horses and slots at North.